slowly moving away from the dock at Nagasaki. And the taiko drummers are playing us off with occasional extra crash from the construction machinery in the construction yard next door. Now they're resetting the drums. There's one big, giant kettle drum-sized drum he's playing right now, and then three smaller drums, and then two sets of what look like snare drums, double drums, some Japanese flute. And it's very dramatic, especially as we kind of push away from the pier here. It's been a beautiful day in Nagasaki. It started out sunny and very hot. Henry and I took some time to go over to the Atomic Bomb Museum, which was an incredibly moving scene. This, of course, is one of two cities destroyed by atomic bomb in World War II, and the last city, at least the last inhabited city, to be destroyed by atomic bomb, let's hope ever. It's very poignant. 40,000 died, 25,000 injured. And there's a monument right at what they call the Hypo Center, where the bomb was exploded 545 meters above Nagasaki. Nagasaki was a logical target, a shipbuilding community, but also a beautiful town. It's in a little valley that runs down to the sea. On each side, lush hills with subtropical vegetation and beautiful Japanese houses. It was a westernized city, a port even in the 16th and 17th century to the Dutch and the Portuguese mariners who came here to Japan. But of course it was a big part of the Japanese war effort in World War II. And nevertheless, very sad scene at that museum. I mean, the stories of the survivors and the pictures and just the utter devastation. And it's very touching and saddening to be here and see this city that's rebuilt. And it's really a beautiful town, a beautiful city with wonderful people who are glad to see us. I'm not sure I could be quite so gracious. And now we're sailing away. Just before we got on the boat about an hour ago, the rain started pouring down. It had been a beautiful day. The wind just was furious, and the rain was dramatic, and it was quite a dramatic way to end our visits to the town and the visit to the museum and get on the ship. And now, pushing out, we're off for Beijing, a couple of days at sea. It's going to be a couple of days before I can get you this report, since I don't have any internet at sea, and I've used up all my minutes, my megabytes of downloads that I bought for 3G roaming. So it won't be until I get back to the hotel Friday night in Beijing that I can use their Wi-Fi and upload this. Leo Laporte from Nagasaki, Japan. I'll boo you later.